hope everybody had a nice Yantif. Before I begin, I'd like to thank those who helped put this year together. I'm not even aware of everybody, but especially Rabbi Yosef Ari Shachter, who's in Magid Shir here in the shul every night for Daf Yomi at 8 o'clock, Morty Katz, and Shlomi Shulman. It's a tremendous honor for us to have with us today Rav Herschel Shachter, Rosh Yeshiva and Rosh Kolel, at Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. He's a world-renowned Talmud Chacham and Posek, written numerous svarim, hundreds of articles. There's over 4,000 of his shiurim available on YU Torah, and he will be giving us a shiur on the very important topic of Elu Ve'elu Dibrei Elokim Chaim.
The Gemara at the end of the first perek in Erevin says that regarding the many disputes between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, that Elu Ve'elu Dibrei Elokim Chaim. What exactly does that mean? So the Pashut Pshat is that even though we know that we paskan like the Beis Hillel, we don't accept Beis Shammai's opinion in Ruba, the overwhelming majority of the cases. So one might think mistakenly that when we discuss the opinions of Beis Shammai, it's Bitul Torah, and we often spend a lot of time discussing Beis Shammai's opinions. And not only do we discuss Beis Shammai's opinion in order to understand what exactly is the machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, what do they agree upon, what do they disagree upon. No, a lot of times we know what Beis Hillel said. We spend a lot of time learning Gemaras that explain what did Beis Shammai say. So the Gemara tells us that this is also Talmud Torah. Elu Ve'elu Dibrei Elokim Chaim. This one is in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah when we spend time figuring out what Beis Shammai said. Why is this so? So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, Aloshin, that even though there's no Chovas HaGavra, we're not supposed to follow, there's no obligation to follow Beis Shammai. You're not supposed to follow Beis Shammai. We don't accept their opinion, but it's still a Chavtza Shel Torah. What constitutes a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, what's a Chavtza Shel Torah, doesn't necessarily have to correspond to what the Chovas HaGavra is. Why is this so? Because when the Beis Shammai developed their opinions, so they were basing things on Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSpem. Whenever you have a Talmud Chacham who feels that he's entitled to express his opinion in Halacha, it has to be based on Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSpem. One of the most often used Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSpem Bizman Hazeh is the Mid of Svara that doesn't appear in the list, the Yudgil Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSpem. So they say, B'shem Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, that there's a 14th midah. In addition to the 13 midahs, there's a midah of svara. Yeah, the midah of svara is what we call mamatzina. Mamatzina also doesn't appear in the listing. That's a machlokes harishanim. Where does mamatzina appear in the list? That's a machlokes harishanim. Which one is it? But mamatzina means you have a din in the chumash, and any case that's similar to that din, so the halacha applies there as well. That sometimes you have a svar that's so compelling, you don't have a din in chumash at all. You have a svar that's so compelling, so the Gemara will sometimes, in rare cases, Gemara will say, Lama likra svarahu. What do you need a pasuk for? It's such an absolutely convincing svar, so you don't need a pasuk that will constitute a din deraisa without any mocker in the chumash at all. You have a lot of times in the Gemara, every so often the Gemara will say a din, the Gemara will say, Iboy say mikra, Iboy say misvar. If you want, you can say it's based on a pasuk, and if you want, you can say it's based on a svar. So whenever that expression appears in the Gemara, on the side of the Gemara, you'll have in brackets, they'll refer you, look in the Tosfos in a certain Masicht, I think it's in Shavuos. Look in the Tosfos in Shavuos, but Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. How can you say, Iboy say mikra, Iboy say misvar? If it could be that it's a svar, so what do you need a kra? Lamali kra svarahu, the Gemara says in a few places. So Tosfos says, whenever the Gemara says like that, Iboy say mekroy, Iboy say mesvar, means that the svar is not that compelling. You can dingzach with the svar. So the only time you say that a svar constitutes a din deraisa without any need for a pasuk, that's if it's a very compelling svar. If it's a svar that you can dingzach about, Rabbi Shmuel are arguing what the svar is, then it's not so compelling. So if you have a adrasha from a pasuk, then it will be better. So again, so the Beis Shammai's opinions that were rejected, we're all based on when Beis Shammai disagrees with Beis Hillel on Dinim Deraisa and Dinim Derabanan. Half of the time Dinim Deraisa, half of the time Dinim Derabanan. So when they disagree on Dinim Deraisa, they're arguing based on Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSpem. Beis Shammai using the same Midas, and they're working out the Dinim differently, or they feel that there's such a compelling svar. So because they were working with the Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSpem, that's why the Gemara considers the opinions of Beis Shammai as a chepsa shel Torah. So one who spends time learning the Shammai's opinion is also a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even though there's no chayvus agar, even though we don't follow that halacha lemaisa. Rav Soloveitchik, some of you may remember, Rav Soloveitchik used to give a shiur every week for Balabatim on Tuesday night in New York City in the Shul Maria. So for many years he used to learn Gemara Brachas. Over 10 years he learned Gemara Brachas. So after finishing Gemara Brachas, he once made a comment. Someone might wonder, why did he choose to learn Brachas? Most of Maseches Brachas deals with Dinim Derabbanan. Most of the Brachas are with Derabbanan. And you have a little bit Dinim Deraisis scattered here and there. So he was in fulfillment of Talmud Torah with Derabbanan. But Minat Torah, it was Bittul Torah. Maybe it would have made more sense he should learn Gemara Zvachim, where Ruba Deruba, the overwhelming majority of what's discussed are Dinam Deraisa, and a little bit Dinam Derabbanan. So we'd have less Bittul Torah Deraisa and more Talmud Torah Deraisa. So he thought that that wasn't an argument, that wasn't a taina. He thought that even when you study Dinam Derabbanan, the Chavis Agavra to observe that Dinam Derabbanan is only Midir Rabbanan. That's why you say Sveika Derabbanan Lakula. There are so many coolest in Dinam Derabbanan, because the Chavis Agavra, the obligation to observe the mitzvahs, is only Midir Rabbanan, but a Chavtsa Shalter it is on the level of Deraisa. And he brought the Raif in this Beis Shammai. Just like when we study Beis Shammai's opinion, the Gemara says, Eilereira Divilikim Chaim, one is in fulfillment of Talmud Torah Deraisa, even though we don't paskan like Beis Shammai. We know in advance that the Psak is not like Beis Shammai. Even Shas Hadchak, we're not going to rely on Beis Shammai at all. Nonetheless, it's a Chavtsa Shalter. So he thought that all the Dinim Derabbanan, even though the Chavis Agav is clearly only Midir Rabbanan, it's not Minat Torah, but a Chavtsa Shalter it is Minat Torah. And therefore, one is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah Deraisa when you're learning Hilchas Chanukah, when you learn Hilchas Purim. Rav Soloveitchik, when I heard this in the Shir, he didn't mention this, but the Rambam in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos discusses the different parts of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Rambam sounds like he's saying explicitly that all the Dinim Derabbanan, all the Gzeiros Derabbanan, all the Takanas Derabbanan are all become a chelik of Torah Shebaal Peh Minat Torah. That's a simple reading of the Rambam. The Rambam sounds like he says that it becomes a Chavtsa Shel Torah Minat Torah. So this is the idea in the Gemara that Eilu V'Eilu Divri L'Kim Chaim, that Beis Shammai's opinions constitute a Chavtsa Shel Torah, and when one spends time learning Beis Shammai's opinion, it's not considered Bittul Torah, it's considered a mitzvah of Talmud Torah min ha-Torah. But you see from the poskim that it's something much more than that. The Mishkanes Yankiv, some of you may know, the Mishkanes Yankiv was a student of Rav Chaim Voloshiner in the early years in Voloshiner Yeshiva, and he has a Sefer on Brochas that's called Koheles Yankiv. Then his Sefer on Daf Yud Aleph in Brochas is a very difficult Gemara there. Also, Kedivri Beis Shammai, Lo Yosef Olo Klum, Kein Oso. So we just observed Sukkah. So in Sukkah and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, there's a Tosfos has a whole interpretation of the Gemara Brachas Daf Yud Aleph. They have a difficult interpretation. Mishkanes Yankiv gives his own interpretation, not like the Tosfos writes. Many Rishonim disagree with Tosfos Pshat. So the Mishkanes Yankiv gives his own Pshat. So he writes the following: Eilu v'eilu divrei L'Kim Chaim. Usually, not always. Usually means something much more than that. Not only does it mean when you spend time learning Beis Shammai Shittas that you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it means even though we paskin la halacha like let's say Yochid v'Rabim, we paskin like the Rabbim, but it doesn't mean that the Yochid made a mistake. It does mean that if the Yochid was based on Midrash HaTorah and Reshus Bam or a very compelling Svara, so it doesn't mean that it's a mistake. It's not a Sofek. It's not a sofik, but it is considered a sofik koldo what the din is. The Torah tells us acher rabim lahatas, but it doesn't mean that the shita that has been rejected is incorrect. It's still considered a sofik koldo halacha lemaisa. We sometimes do follow that opinion. So the Mishkanes Yankiv rattles off six nafkaminas halacha lemaisa. So one nafkamina is the Gemara in Brochas on Daf Lamed Vav, where the Gemara says we have a halacha lemoshe misina. There are different opinions in the Gemara. Halacha l'moshe misina, the orla b'chutz l'oretz is osa. Orla means you plant the tree, kisavoy al ha'oretz, and a taitim kol etzmachavar, altamar osa, the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, that the first 3 years, if pears grow, a lot of times nothing will grow. If the pears grow the first 3 years, so all the pears are osa b'achila. So the pasuk says, kisavoy al ha'oretz, and a taitim kol etzmach, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnais tell us that the Orla B'chutz L'Oretz is Osir as well, and the Gemara has different opinions, so it's usually assumed, most of the Rishonim seem to accept the opinion, that it's Halacha Moshe Messina. And then the Gemara says, but if it's a suffik or a labachutzler, it's any suffik, we don't remember when the bush was planted. You don't remember when the tree was planted. You don't know whether it's in the middle of the 3 years or after the 3 years. So the Mishnah tells us that suffik or labachutzler is mutter. So not only the Ran on the end of the Ran on the Rif and the end of the first parak in Kiddushin points out, not only if it's a suffik hashokel 50-50, whether the tree was planted less than 3 years ago, more than 3 years ago, even if it's the roiv is lahachmer, let's say you have a shaila in hilchas orla b'chutz lartz, a machlekes satanoim, what the din is, whether orla applies, that's also a suffik. You have a suffik in mitzvah, so sveke the dina. So not only if it's a 50-50 machlekes, do you say suffik orla b'chutz lartz is mutter, even if the roiv, the majority opinion is that there is an Issa Orla, but there's a minority view that in Eretz Yisrael we wouldn't accept that opinion. In Eretz Yisrael, Orla is Torah Shebichsab. It says in Parshas Kedesh, Kisavoyal Oretz, and in Taitim called it's Michael. So in Eretz Yisrael we wouldn't follow that minority opinion, Lahokil. But in Chutz La'aretz, any Sofik Koldehu, that's the Lashon of the Ran, and explaining the Gemara, the Ran and the Rif, the end of the first pair of conclusion, any Sofik Koldehu, you go Lekula Ba'orla B'Chutz La'aretz. So when you have a machlekes hatanaim, even though in Eretz Yisrael we would be machmir because we follow the majority opinion, so the Loshan HaGemara is called Amekel Ba'aretz Halacha Kemoisa B'chutz La'aretz. If there is a lenient opinion in Eretz Yisrael that says that this is not Orla, even though that opinion is not accepted in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz, that would be considered a Sofik Koldo. You have the same din regarding Hilchas Avelos, we have a klal. The halachic dibra mekel ba'ovel. Whenever there's a machlok, if you come and you ask Rav Moshe Feinstein a shaila in Hilchas Avelos, and he holds lachmer, he knows that before his generation there was a machlok, so he's not mechuyev to follow the mekel. You ask him the shaila, so he tells you, my opinion is lachmer. But if you have the local rabbi doesn't have his own personal opinion on the issue, and he just knows that there is a machlok, so even if the roiv, even if the majority of the tanoim say lechumre, but he has a right to paskan lehakel. Halach gedamei mekel ba'ovel, even though it's yochid keneged rabim. So why is that? So there's the Ramban in the Sefer Torah Sodom has a lot of hilchas avelos. So the Ramban quotes a taisus in Eirudin, which we have. We have the taisus in Eirudin. But taisus quotes from the Geonim that halach gedamei mekel ba'ovel is not because avelos is midrabban. Even if one should assume the Shita Sagoinim is, the Svardim followed this opinion. The Mechaber Paskins like this, Avelos Yom Rishon is their rice, and the first day of Shiva is their rice. The Ramah Paskins for Ashkenazim that all of Shiva is only the Rabbanim. Shiva, Shloshim, Yud, Vizchodesh, everything is only the Rabbanim. But the Tosfos quotes from the Shiva Sagoinim, even if one were to assume that Avelos Yom Rishon is their rice, that's the Shita Sagoinim, we still say Halacha Kdeban Mekel Bov, even Avelos their rice. Why? So the Ramad explains it's Xeris HaKosuv, that any Sofik Kol Dehu, although normally we say Sofik Deraisa Luchumer, Sabielus Yom Rishon, according to the Goyim, is Deraisa, here we have a Pasuk that Sofik is Lahokel, and even a Sofik Kol Dehu. So not only is it considered a Sofik, it's a 50-50 Sofik, what the din is, even or what the Metzias is, we don't know whether this person is my brother, I never had a brother. Let's say someone dies, we're not sure it's my brother or not. My mother remarried, and we're not sure whether the child is, it's going to be a brother anyway. So if you have a different case, let's say someone dies, we're not sure whether it's a relative or not. So you go Lekula in Hilchas Avelos. And not only is that Lekula if it's a 50-50 Sofik, even if it's a Sofik Oldu, any slight Sofik Oldu, you also go Lekula. So we say, Elu v'elu divrei kimchaim, the opinion that's not accepted is not considered incorrect. We sometimes consider it halacha lemaisa, is considered a suffik koldu to be mekel in avelos, just like the mekel to suffik orla b'chutz la'aretz. Then the Gemara has the same regarding erev. It's a question how far you go. The Gemara says halacha gedaban mekel be'erev, and masechas erevin. That's a question to what extent that applies. But it's also based on the same idea that whenever there's any suffik koldu, you go l'kula. Then you have the poskim have in Chosha Mishpat. Let's say there's a din Torah, and I'm muchzak on the money, and the Bezin wants the paskin that I'm mechuyev to pay you the money, based on, there's a machloikas that paskim, and the overwhelming majority of the paskim say, I'm mechuyev to pay with the money. But if I'm muchzak on the money, so we have a klal, in hocha b'mamen achar haroiv, So I can say kimli kishita sayochid. I hold like the minority opinion because I'm muchzok. So that's a klal based on psukim and chumash gzeros hakosav that hamoitzim mechavera all of harayim. You have to have haraya brura. Not only if you have a 50-50 sofik ashokol can you not be moitzim mammon, because the person who has the money tachas yada is muchzok. Even if you have a raya, you can't be moitzim mammon. Ain hochma mammon acher haraya. So that's what the pasuk says. I don't know how to learn. I'm a wealthy balabas. I'm muchzak on the money habit in Torah. I say, what do you mean, kimli kish? I hold. Who are you? Machlekes hapa. Ktzais and nesivas. He holds like the ktzais. He holds like the. Who are you? No, it doesn't mean kimli kishita sayachid. It means ein halchem a moment acharei. You can't be moitzi moment because it's considered a suffik koldu. Even in a suffik koldu, also you can't be moitzi moment. So then the Mishkan is Yankev adds on another two sofa. We said four nafkaminas. Then he adds on another two nafkaminas ledina. Based on this cloud that is not only that one is in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah when you study the Shammai's opinion, that even halacha l'maisa sometimes we consider the shita sayochid. We'll soon get to the details. So he has another two cases. So one case he has is you have a mishnayis in beitza that sometimes you have gemaras all over the place. Sometimes there's a midas chasidus to be machmer like a shita sayochid. The Mishnah Berurah did, and every page is like that. Mishnah Berurah always recommends you be chashish for this shita, chashish for the other shita. You have to do the mitzvah like this in order to satisfy all the different things. What do you mean, all to satisfy all the different things? We don't pass like that. Still, it's a midas chasidus because there's a klal sofik there, isa lechumra. So it's not a 50-50 sofik ashokel, it's an overwhelming majority of the poskim say lehokel. But because there was a minority opinion, so it constitutes a midas chasidus to be choshish for that shita. What do you have to be choshish? But we don't paskin like that. The answer is we don't paskin doesn't mean that it's wrong. That shita was developed, if the shita was developed based on midas haturin and Rosh Hashanah, there's nothing faulty with the logic except that the rov of the poskim didn't accept it. So then you say there is some validity to the shita that is considered a sofik koldu. So as a midas chasidus, one would say that it would constitute the hanhaga of sofik l'raisa l'chomer to be choshish for the shita sayochid. As a midas chasidus. And then the Mishkan es Yankev explains that Gemara in Brachas on Daf Yud Aleph. That's what he has in his Sefer on Brachas Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara there is discussing the machlekes hatanayim b'shamay b'silo about how one is, in what position should a person be when he recites Kriya Shema. So Beisilul say, that's how we pass in Kol Adam Kori Kedarkai. If he's sitting, he's standing, you're reclining, whatever, you say Kriya Shema, however you happen to be, whatever position you happen to be in. And Bishama insists, no, Be'erev Kol Adam Yatel Yikra, because it says B'shach B'cha U'v'kumecha. In the morning you have to recite Kriya Shema in a standing position, U'v'kumecha, standing up. In the evening you have to recite Kriya Shema in a reclining position. So we don't accept that pshat in the pasuk. We say pshach b'cha b'zman shchiva. B'komecha means b'zman kima. There's a so zman kriyashma. There's a zman for kriyashma shel laila, zman for kriyashma shel yom. But b'shamay we're of the opinion that pshach b'cha means in a reclining position. B'komecha means in a standing position. So the Gemara said the Mishnah quotes of Rab Tarfin was from the Bishamah. And he followed Bishamah's opinion and he was traveling on the road and he reclined in order to recite Kriya Shema. And he put his life into danger because there were listim traveling on the road. And the Tanaim said, Kadahi Salochu Biatzmecha Shavar Tal Dir Besil. We don't pass like Bishamah. So the Gemara there has a discussion. Do you say Osa Kadir Bishamah? We also like Klum Anat. So again, so the Tosfos in Sukkah Dav Gimel has a whole different interpretation. Fantastic pshat. You got to spend time to learn what Tosfos learns there. Tosfos, but others disagree with Tosfos. And the Mishkan Es Yankev gives an alternate pshat in the Gemara Brachas. He says that all of these nafkaminas that we're saying halacha l'maisa, that elu v'elu divili kim chaimis even nageh halacha l'maisa. And one of the nafkaminas was that it constitutes a midas chasidus to be choshish with the shita sayochet, because it is a psana. As a midas chasidus constitutes a mahalach of sofik, the rice of luchum, it is a sofik called do. So this only applies in every other machlekes. The original passage in the Gemara in Erev, in the end of the first parak, El Yeru Dim Dikim Chaim, is regarding the many disputes between Beishama and Beisilo. So, and it applies to many other machlekes. And the Gemara Gittin has it in the first parak. Gittin, other machlekes satanoi. But Benegeta Beisham and Beisil, it applies less than in other cases. when you learn Beis Shammai's opinion, that constitutes a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But halacha lemaisa, that you should consider Beis Shammai's opinion. So the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Lamed Vav regarding kolamekel baratz halacha gemaisa b'chutz lords, that you can't be maker like Beis Shammai in chutz lords. Why not? No, Beis Shammai b'makom misil ain't a mishnah. All the nafkaminas halacha lemaisa don't apply to Beis Shammai misil. Why? Why Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is it worse than every other machlekes atanaim, every other machlekes? Why? So the Mishkan Yisya'akev explains, because it was omdu l'minyan, they were sitting together and they took a vote. So the Beis Shammai rav voted. If you have a machlekes, the Ksois and the Nesivas, they lived in different cities. They were contemporaries, but they lived in different cities. You have a machlekes of Shach and Nesma. They weren't together in the same Beis Medrash arguing out the case. They lived in different locations. So you have, very often you have machlekes Rishayna, machlekes Achana. They lived in different generations in different locations. It wasn't omdu l'minyan. But the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were together. It was omdu l'minyan. So since they outvoted, the Beis Shammai was outvoted, so there you don't apply any of the nafkaminas halacha l'maaseh. You don't say it still constitutes a sofek kol du. So that's how the Mishkan Yisya'akev interprets that Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara was discussing, we paskin halacha like the Beis Hillel, would it constitute Amiras Chasidus to be machma like Beis Shammai, to recite to be in the middle of Kriyat Shema in the morning, to stand up to say Kriyat Shema, in the evening to recline to say Kriyat Shema? So the Gemara says, You haven't done Amiras Chasidus, because since it was on the Leminyan, the Beis Shammai were outvoted. I don't remember this personally, but I remember Rabbi Nissen Alpert, who used to be a Rebbe in the Yeshiva. He was very close with Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. So he told me this would be the following would happen. You would come to a wedding, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Moshe Feinstein was such a sweetie pie. Whenever he was invited to a wedding, he would always show up. At Kedei Kach, that Rabbi Michal Shurkin used to say that if Rabbi Moshe didn't attend the wedding, the girl is still the Cheskas Penuya. If Rabbi Moshe was invited, didn't attend, the girl is still the Cheskas Penuya. He used to joke. So Rabbi Moshe was a sweetie pie. He was always there on time. He wanted people to wait for him, so he would always come. And he would fill out the had a printed ksuba, he would fill out the ksuba. Blazer Shilver would fly in from Shinshineti, and he would see that Rabbi Moshe filled out a ripta. So he would rip up the ksuba in front of everybody at the manspletably, and he said, you have to be achma for shitas Rabbi Yudin. There's a Mishnah in Gittin that a get has to be written l'shma. So you can't have a form of a get and just fill in the names in the date. You have to write the whole get l'shma. So Rabbi Yudin is quoted in the Mishnah, the same applies to all shtarim amen also. Achumer midrabon. So you have to write the get l'shma. So Rabbi Nissen, I don't remember this at all. I was never at a wedding where they were both there. So Rabbi Nissen Alpert said, Moshe wouldn't blink, wouldn't bat an eyelash. He would just sit there. Rabbi Blazer Shilva would rip up the ksuba. He would write the whole ksuba by hand. So Moshe didn't say anything. But Moshe wrote tshuvas. So one of Rabbi Moshe's tshuvas, so he's talking about some topic. I don't remember which tshuva. So he writes in the tshuva, and would anyone think that it constitutes Abidus Chasidus to be machma for Rabbi Yudah's opinion to write a ksuba from the beginning to the end of Shema? We never heard of such a thing, because it was omdu l'minyan. They were sitting together, Rabbi Yudah was out voting goodbye and good luck. We don't pass like Rabbi Yudah, so it doesn't, all the nafkaminas la'alacha, all the six nafkaminas la'alacha don't apply whenever it was omdu l'minyan. So the Mishkan Yisya'akev says it regarding Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Moshe writes the same regarding Machlekes Rabbi Yudah and the Rabbanan. They were together and they were omdu l'minyan, so he was outvoted. So then it doesn't constitute Amidas Chasidus. And then the Mishkan Yisya'akev has a sixth nafkamina. He read, in one paragraph, he rattles off in six lines. He lists off all of the six nafkaminas. He has a sixth nafkamina. This one is already questionable. When it applies, each case is a lot of details. So the Mishkan Yisya'akev has the Gemara has another klal, the first parak in Brachas and the first parak in Nida, in different places in Shas you have Gedai Harab Shimon Lismachala B'Shas Hadchak. When you have a machlokes, the Gemara it's always by cases the Rabban, by dinim the Rabban. So you have a machlokes Hatanayim and the Rabbim say Lechumra and the Yochid says Lekula. So Halacha Kedibri Harabim Yochid V'Rabim Halacha Kerabim. He passed like the Rabbim. But if you have a big shas hatchak means a big hepsid meruba or something like that. So then the Gemara has in the first parak and Nida, Kedai Harab Shimon Lismacholov B'shas hatchak. So why is that? So the pashtus is that you're dealing with an issue of the Rabbanon. All the cases, the Gemara, are all the Rabbanons. So if it's a din the Rabbanon, the din in Sufik the Rabbanon Lakula. But it's not a real Sufik. Sufik the Rabbanon is 50-50 Sufik the Rabbanon. Here it's the overwhelming majority of the Shitas hold one way, And there's a minority opinion holds Fakirza. That's not a legitimate suffix. But since we don't ignore the Shitas HaYachid, we don't say the Yachid made a mistake. We say he based it on Nida Shatar and Reshes Behem. So it is a legitimate opinion. Not only is there a mitzvah, not only is there a kiyum of Talmud Torah, but it's Nagel Halacha also, so it's considered a suffix called new. So we say it's a suffix called the Hu to be choshish for the Shitas HaYachid. It's a Midas Chassidus that we consider it for Anish Chassid to be choshish for the Shitas HaYachid. It's all to call it a Pchina of Suffolk, the Rasi L'chumr. And B'shas HaTchak, we call it a Sveika the Rabbon HaLakula. That's the Poshib Shat in the Gemara. Rabbi Moshe has a tshuva where he discusses, and Rabbi Yosef Engel also has about Shemitah B'Zman HaZeh. Machlek is where the Shemitah B'Zman HaZeh is the Raisa the Rabbonon or not at all. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says he's prepared to swear. Rabbi Yosef Engel was a mechutna of the Kotzke Rebbe. So apparently the Kotzke Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Engel died 100 years ago. So the Kotzke Rebbe apparently printed a kol koire that the farmers in Eretz Yisrael who were relying on the Het HaMechira, the Mechal Shabbos b'fehesed dina ka'akum, because Shemitah is called Shabbos, Shabbos Oretz. So the Mechal Shabbos b'fehesed, they're not embarrassed, they rely on Het HaMechira is garnished, and the Shemitah is deraisa. Chal Shabbos Vesya, a whole Guzman. So Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote an open letter to his Mechutin, 99 pages long. It's printed by Tzvi Yosef and Shviyas. Very, he's always a Lomdash Zachen. One topic, Tzvi Yosef just on, he rips apart every line in the letter. So he says he's prepared to swear a Shvur Deraisa that the Ramam Shita is a Shemitah B'Zman HaZeh is only the Rabbanon. Other Rishonim hold that it doesn't exist at all. So he says, he talks about this. If you're going to be machmet to say, he's prepared, Rabbi Yosef Engel, 100 years ago, was prepared to be meiko without a het mechira. Without a het mechira. He says, there are so many shitas who hold, the rival and balmor, that there's no shemitah b'zman hazeh at all, even with the rabbanon, and it's such a, it was a big shas hadchak. If they're not going to do avodas hakarka, so they'll have to collect money from Chutz Lortz to support these people for the Shnas HaShemitah. So he says he's prepared to be Meiko without a Hefta Mechir. You can rely on the Shitas of Rishayim that there's no Din of Shemitah at all. So this is a question, how far do you go with this? Kedai or Apolein Elis Mechol and Shnas HaTchak? Poshib Shat is it only applies by Dinam Derabbanan. And there are some Poskim in Yerideya and Hilchas Chodosh, there's some Poskim in Yerideya who hold that it even applies to Dinam Deraisa. Din deraisa, you should say sofik deraisa lechumer. What does it help the b'shas hadchak? How can you rely on the shitas hayochid? It makes sense a little bit on a din derabanan. You say with a little stretch, with a stretch of the imagination, you call it it's a sofik kolduh. You call it a sofik derabanan lekul. But how can you say on a din deraisa? Kedaira plain and this mechol b'shas hadchak. So Rav Moshe has like that. Rav Moshe, Rav Yosef Engel, they talk about there's such a possibility to apply even kedaihu rav plain and this mechol b'shas hadchak, even. Even at a din deraisa, but they leave that out there. Say by din of the rabbanon, like it says in the Gemara. By din of the rabbanon, the Gemara has in a few cases. It depends how big the shas hatchak and how serious the issue is. You have to judge in each case. So the kitzah, what we say is elav elav dirilikim chaim. The original sources of the Gemara in Erevin Daf Yud Gimel on the base. The Gemara says that about Bisham and Bisilo. An original pshat in the Gemara means when you learn Beishamai's opinion, it's not Bittul Torah. It constitutes a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because Beishamai said the shitas using the midrash Torah and the reshes behem. So one is in fulfillment of Talmud Torah, and the Mishkan Hasyank points out it means something much more than that. It's usually even the Geul Halacha with these six nafkaminas, but there are some reservations. So one is Beishamai b'makom misilah in a Mishnah, the Gemara brachas lamed vav. True, the original statement in the Gemara of Elav Elav Dirilikim Chaim was regarding Bishamai and Beisila, but it applies less in their case than to any other machlekas, because they were omdu l'minyan. Whenever omdu l'minyan, so then the Shitas HaYochi cannot be relied on Bishas HaTchak, and there's no Midas Chasidus at all. Then the Poskim also have, it's only if it's a, at least there's a minority opinion. If you have all the Poskim say one way, and one Pesik, one Shita Yechido says the other way, so then it's the equivalent of Omdu L'minyan. But if at least you have two poskim say like that, so then you can say that the Shitas HaYochid is relevant even Halacha L'maisa. There's a Beishmul Ben Ezer in Hilchas Yerushas Habal, the din is Habal Yerushas Ishtoi. So the Gemara says in Bchoris, Mishnah Bchoris, that Habal Yerushas Ishtoi only B'muchzot, not B'ro'wi. The husband doesn't yarshin everything from the wife, only what was muchzuk already. So there's a rimigash has a chiddush over there. When you learn Perek Yesh Nechlan, it's based on the Gemara Bava Kama by Koifer, that what's the definition of ra'uy and muchzuk by Bechor? The Bechor doesn't get pishnayim b'roike b'muchzuk, and the Baal doesn't yarshin ishtad b'roike b'muchzuk. So the rimigash has a chiddush that it's not the same definition. And all the Rishonim disagree. Taisus Olava disagrees with the rimigash. So the Beis Shmuel writes, it's not clear what the Rambam holds. So the Magen Mishnah claims the Rambam thinks the same as the Rimagash. So the Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer writes, even if the Magen Mishnah were right that the Rambam agrees with the Rimagash, the husband, even if the husband is a muchzuk, he cannot say that the kimli kishitas a Rimagash, because the Rambam is so kofuf to the Rimagash. The Rambam writes about the Rimagash, sichlo mavis b'chol ha-talmud. He was such a super genius. His father, Rambam's father, was a talmud of the Rimagash. And his father, Rabbeinu Maimon, took the Rambam as a child to the Rimagash. He gave him a bracha. He should be matzliach and learning. And he attributed all of his learning to the bracha that he got from the Rebbe, from the Rimagash. So he was so kofuf to the Rimagash, so the Beis Shmuel says it only counts as one shita. You don't count the Rimagash and the Rambam. Even though the Rimagash and the Rambam are two major rishonim, it only counts as one shita because he was so kofuf. So that's the klal that the poskim have. Can't be a shita yechido. If it's at least two or three poskim say like that, but just one rishon, one pesuk says like that, then all of these klalim don't apply. So this idea that whenever you have a machlokes, you don't totally ignore minority opinion. Not only is it a mitzvah of Talmud Torah to learn what they have to say, but sometimes we even paskan halacha l'maisa like that. This is the basis of another two concepts that are very popular in psak halacha. One is known as tziruf hashitas. Let's say you have a shaila, and you have a case, and there are two issues involved. And one issue, both issues, there's a machloikas paskim, and both we paskan like the majority opinion that l'chumra. But there was a minority opinion on issue A, and there was a minority opinion on issue B. So the poskim will a lot of times say, you make a tziruf hashitas. Chacham Avadya does this, every other tshuva has like this. It's a sex faker. Maybe the din is like the Rambam, and maybe the din is like Tesis on the other case. So this is called tziruf hashitas. Lahokel, you say, sfek sveka lahokel. Usually sfek sveka means what the facts are. But this is a sfek sveka in halacha. Maybe there's machlekes Tesis and the Rambam on one issue, so we paskin, let's say, like Tesis. But maybe you should paskin like the Rambam lahokel. And in this case, there happens to be another machlekes, the chleis, the shach and the taz, and maybe you should, and we paskin like the shach, and maybe we should paskin like the taz, so you call that a svek sveka. And then you have also a concept in Yeridei and Hilchus Treifus that's known as tartil reyusa. Those who learned Nidan, Dav Gimel, and Madal, the Gemara talks about tartil reyusa. So it's a very limited case in the Gemara. But it's based on that Gemara that the Ravid came up with this idea that in Hilchus Treifus, if you have a machloikis regarding an issue, and Rav HaPoskim say lahokal, so lahokal. So not a treifa. But if you have near that simon treifas, you have another issue that are near each other in the animal, and the organ of the animal, and there's a machloikas on that also, and Rav HaPoskim say lahokal on both, so you really, that's lahokal, and this is lahokal. So lahokal is lahokal, shine, so it's mutter. So they say, no, it's a tartilere, you see, you have two strikes against you, it's like a svek svek alachumr. Maybe the din is like the minority opinion lahachmer over there. So that would only be Amidas Chasidus to be choshish for the Shita Sayacha, but maybe the din is like the minority opinion over the other one. So that's the Mishnah Melech has like that. There's a concept of Svek Svek Alahachmer. So just like you have a Svek Svek Alahachmer in a Tziruf Hashitas, you have sometimes a Svek Svek Alahachmer in a Tziruf Hashitas. So this is a classical style of psak that has been followed for many generations. Rav Chaim Volozhiner was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. He was the one who founded the Volozhiner Yeshiva, so we have very little from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He was the same generation as Rabbi Kiveg. He used to correspond with Rabbi Kiveg. So they say, in that generation, they considered him a very one of the great Gaonim of the generation. Not just he knew how to found the Yeshiva. Sometimes people find Yeshivas are not necessarily big Talmud Chacham, but he was one of the Gaonim Hador, Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So he has they have a volume of the tshuvas. It's called Chutam Shulosh. The first third has tshuvas of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and then the next two thirds have tshuvas from his two sons-in-law, who who were Magid Yeshir in Volozhin and Yeshiva. Rav Lezer Richin and Rav Hillel, sons-in-law of Rav Chaim Volozhin. So I think the first third has much more mazel. Hardly anybody ever reads the second. And the third third, they never heard of Rav Lezer Richin, never heard of Rav Hillel. But the first part, everybody reads the Rav Chaim Volozhin as Jews. In one of the tshuvas, he's famous in history books, they quote this. In one of the tshuvas, he says, the Vilna Gaon instructed him, you should never make Tatzira Fashitas, and you should never be Machmer Antarta L'Reyusa like the Ravid. Whatever the din is, under normal conditions, that's what the din is when you have Tatzira Fashitas also. Yeah, but that has not been traditionally accepted. Traditionally, everybody makes Tatzira Fashitas like Chacham Avadya does it, Mamash L'Roif. Every other tshuva is like that. And the Tartar L'Reyusa, there are Gansin Svarim written on Tartar L'Reyusa and Hilchus Kreyfus and Yerida. They have complete Svarim on the topic. So why has it not been accepted? So I think probably because of the following. The children of the Vilna Gaon wrote an introduction to the Bir Hagro on Shulchan Aruch. So they write in the Hakdomah to their father's Bir Hagro that the Vilna Gaon felt that he had Rayas Machrichas to be poshet to every Machloikas Harishonim on every issue. He had Rayas Shein Aleim Tshuva. If you feel you have a raya, shein aleim tshuva, irrefutable rayas. So what shaykh to be mitzarf the other shita? The other shita is wrong. The Vilna Gaon felt he was convinced the other shita is wrong. He felt he knew what the din was. So it's not shaykh to make a svek svek alokal, to make a title of Yusuf the Achmet. So the Vilna Gaon l'shitasai said, you can never, whatever the din is, whatever you paskin, that's the din. That's the din. It doesn't change. And the Velt doesn't assume like that. Most people don't have such an attitude like the Vilna Gaon. We're so convinced that the din is like this, it's not shaykh to be mitzarf the other shita, not lahachma, not lahakal. So we say, it's still considered a sofik koldu. So these are some of the considerations that you have in paskening a shayla. Sometimes we have to pasken a shayla considering the shita sayochit. Who is qualified to issue an opinion? So very often you look in Chacham Avadya's tshuvas, he always goes with what it says in the svar. He was an expert in what it said in all the svar. So he'll quote someone with such covet, with such derech eretz, a Chacham Pliny said something, and no one disagrees, so that's the halach. So we usually don't necessarily accept that attitude. A living person has a right to disagree with a person who died. Just because he lived 100 years ago, just because he lived 300 years ago and he's not alive, doesn't mean he's entitled to a bigger opinion than me. You don't have to be so arrogant. It doesn't require such a gaiva. Moshe Feinstein very often disagrees with the Nerdy Yehuda, very often disagrees with the Chasam Sofer. So there was a Rav in the New York area who was commissioned by certain rabbis to destroy Rav Moshe Feinstein. So he published a whole sefer that's called Man El Igoris, the response to the Igoris Moshe. So he writes, Rav Moshe was such a balgaifa, he thought he knew how to learn better than the Nerev Yehuda, better than the Chassam Sefer. He has a chutzpah to disagree with all of these poskim. Anyone who remembers Rav Moshe Feinstein, he was so unassuming. I didn't learn about Rav Moshe. He was so unassuming to say he was a balgaifa, such a guzmev, not at all a balgaifa. They printed this sefer. Rav Moshe felt so hurt. He said, "I don't think he doesn't think he's bigger than Nerev Yehuda Chassam Sofer at all." Rav Moshe said he doesn't know if he's entitled to an opinion at all. But he said people keep on pressuring me. They insist they want to know what's my opinion. So if the people keep on insisting, so he's going to give his opinion. If you're a chacham sheigia lo hayra, Rav Moshe wasn't convinced that he was a chacham sheigia lo hayra. But he said if the people keep on pressuring him, atanish gem prayera. One is a chacham sheigia lo hayra. Is entitled to give his honest to goodness opinion, even if it's a disagreement. You can't disagree with Tatanoim and Amaroim. The Gemara says, the Ramah writes like this in Chosh Mishpat Simon Chafei. Achreinim, the Ramah lived in the 1500s, says, Achreinim have a right to disagree with Rishonim, have a right to disagree with Ge'onim. That was the Shaila that was discussed. If you find the Chuvas HaGe'onim that says one way, and you're convinced that it's wrong. So there are more quotes from earlier poskim. You better discuss it with your contemporaries. You may be making some major mistake. But if you discuss it with your contemporaries and they're all convinced that you have raya's brurus, that the goyin is wrong, so you're permitted and obligated to paskin against the goyin. So what if you have raya's brurus that the gemara is wrong? You're convinced that the Rabashi are wrong, pshat and the Mishnah, you have people living today. they think they're smarter than Rabbi and Rav Ashi. They know the real pshat in the Mishnah. The Amoraim didn't understand the Tanoim. So that the Rama says, that's a limit. You can't argue with what it says in the Gemara. So the Vilna Gaon is Metzayin on that Rama, Simen Chofei and Chosh Mishmat. That's a simen of Tov Shikol Adas, long shachs there, long complicated shachs. So the Vilna Gaon is Metzayin the Gemara, but Metzia Daf Behei, the Gemara says that there was the Sifra Shalodim Arishim, we read yesterday in Parshas HaShavuim, Parshas Bereishis, Zeh Sefer told us Adam. So the simple translation sounds like that this Chumash is a history book of mankind. Zeh Sefer told us Adam. The Chumash is a history of mankind. A Shvach history book. If it's intended to be a history book, how does it give? So the Gemara says it doesn't mean like that. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Arishon, Dor Dor V'Dorshav, Dor Dor V'Chachamav, Dor Dor V'Seferav. He showed Adam Arishon the way all of history will play itself out. The Rebbeinu Shlomo behind the scenes is leading the world to a certain goal. He wants. We look at the world. The world is ready to self-destruct. The war's all over. Everybody's killing everybody else. All the mankind is going to disappear. So the Gemara has a tradition. No, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is leading things behind the scenes to lead up to a certain goal. Achras Hayameh, Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to bring a Mashiach. It's going to be a peace all over the world. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo, it's his Torah, so he sees to it that the Torah, in any given generation, if the Chachamim make a mistake, so the Rebbeinu Shlomo will see to it that it should be straightened out. In the next generation, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is behind the scenes, leading Psak Halacha in the direction that he wants. So the Gemara says that this was all contained in the Sifra Shel Adam Arishon, and in the Sifra Shel Adam Arishon, they had a few snatches. The context of the Gemara is that Rav Shmuel both learned by Rabbi Yudah Anos, and then they both Aliyah, such a big mitzvah. Everyone should move to Eretz Yisrael. They lived in Eretz Yisrael. They went to Bavel to service the Jewish community. You have to. There's a big mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but you also have to service Rabbanim, have to service the community in Chutz Lartz. So they both left to Bavel to establish yeshivas because there was such a meratzim in that time. People were violating all the dinim. They didn't know Basav Cholav, they didn't know Hilchah Shabbos. And they both were mamid big yeshivas. So the Gemara says, Rav got smicha, and Shmuel never got smicha. So Rabbi Yudah Anosi felt very bad about it, that it, as it turned out. This day he couldn't give smicha, the other he kept smicha. And then his boat was leaving, so he left to Bavel. And he never got to smicha. So he told Rabbi Yudah Anosi he shouldn't feel bad. That's what it says in Sifra Shel Adam Arishon. There's going to be a generation, there's going to be Rav Shmuel, he's going to get smicha, he's not going to get smicha. That's what it says in Sifra Shel Adam Arishon. So the Gemara has another line, the Gemara quotes a few lines from the Sifra Shel Adam Arishon. That Rabbeinu Rav Ashi Sof Hayro. What does that mean? Rabbeinu Rav Ashi Sof Hayro. So the Vilna Gaon in Chosh Mishpat Simcha Chafei is mentioning this as the mocker for this Rama. What we usually assume is that the Chachamim in every generation have the right to disagree with those who preceded them, even if they preceded them many generations before. The Rama says that we today have a right to disagree. The Rama lived in the 1500s. We have a right to disagree with the Goyim if you're fully convinced that they made a mistake, so you don't follow the Goyim. And the Amoraim disagree with Tanoim also. The Kesem Mishnah, the first Kesem Mishnah in Hilchas Mamrim, asks the Kasha. The Gemara has, very often, the Gemara has a statement from an Amora, a Memra from an Amora. The Gemara says, how can he say that? It's against the Mishnah, it's against the Braisa. The Gemara says, Teyufta, Abgefrek, he's wrong. So why can you make a teyufta against the Ramayra if the Ramam writes? The Bezdin in every generation has the right and the obligation to develop the halacha the way they see fit, using the Midrash HaTar and the Dreshes Mem. So why doesn't the Amar have a right to disagree with the Tana? So the Mishnah writes, so the first Kesem Mishnah Hilchos Mam says, they do have a right to disagree, but they usually didn't. They chose not to disagree, because what it probably means is like this, Poshep Shad. They could hear this side and that side, but they thought it makes more sense this side. Then when they find out all the Tanaim say Faket, so they give in, sure, all the Tanaim say Faket, so Batla Daiti. I'm not going to argue. But once in a while, the Ramban has in the Melchamis, in the end of Bava Kama, once in a while you have a Gemara where Amoraim do disagree with the Tanaim. And there's no Tana who says like them. And we still paskin like the Amoraim. We have the right to paskin like the Amoraim. Amoraim do have a right to disagree with Tanaim. Usually they chose not to disagree. So true, Amoraim have a right to disagree with Tanoim, and Achrayim have a right to disagree with Goyim, but people after the days of Avim Rav Ashi can't disagree with the Psak that was Mekubal at the time of the Chasimah Satam. Why? That's what it says in Sifra Shel Adam Arishon. Avim Rav Ashi, Sof Hayro, that's the end of the period. What's the Hezbar Adovah? So that's a question. So the Rambam writes, in his Hakdama, because Rabbeinu Rav Asher had the Haskama of all of Klal Yisrael. They had a convention of all the Rabbanim, and they all agreed to all of these Psukim. And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik used to give a slight, different hesbah, not slightly different, very different hesbah, why this should be the case. That we assume historically, most of the Achrayim and most of the historians assume like this, that even after Rabbi Ranasi edited the Mishnayos, they were still recited Balpeh. Rabbi Ranasi still didn't write down the Torah Shebalpeh. It was only written down after the days of Rabbeinu Rav Asher. Could even be way after. But till the days of Rabbeinu Rav Asher, the Mishnayos were not yet written down. So those who transmit Torah Shebalpeh, Balpeh, they have a stronger status of Chachmei HaMasorah than those who are transmitting Torah Shebalpeh to Chaksa. We always give a shir, we read the Mishnah innovating, the Gemara, we read everything inside. So we're transmitting Torah Shebaal Peh mitoch haksav. So Alpidin, that's also called Masorah, but it's a lower level of Masorah. The Masorah Bishlei Musa is when the Torah Shebaal Peh is being transmitted Baal Peh, not mitoch haksav. So those who have the lower level, lower status of Chachmei HaMasorah have no right to disagree with those who had the higher level of Chachmei HaMasorah. If in the generation of Yeshua ben Nun, in the days of Rabbeinu Rav Asher, everyone has a right to disagree with everyone else. And after the days of Rabbeinu Rav Asher, the Achreinim have a right to disagree with the Goyinim, because the Alpidin, they're all in the same level of Chachmei HaMasorah. It makes sense that the Goyinim probably had stronger traditions than we have today. So that's what the Ramah says. You better discuss it with your contemporaries. You may be making some major mistake. You may think that you schlugged up the Goyinim. But if you discuss it, and all the Chachamim agree that it seems that the Goyinim made a mistake, so you don't follow the Goyinim, you follow your own opinion. So that's what Rabbi Moshe said. He said he doesn't think that he's greater than some Sefer, the Nadi Behuda. He's not even convinced that he's entitled to an opinion. He doesn't know if he's Chachm Shigil or Hayra. But the people keep on pressuring him. They want to know, all the Rabbanim pressuring him. They want to know his opinion. They kept on telling him, you're the Chachm Shigil or Hayra. So he feels then he's obligated. He's obligated to give his honest goodness opinion, even if it's in disagreement with the Nadi B'Yud and with the Chassam Sefer. That's halacha. Chachma, you don't have to be godel b'chachma v'minyan to disagree with someone in an earlier generation. Or the Rishonim quote the Yerushalmi, that you only require godel b'chachma v'minyan to repeal a rabbinic enactment. But if you're arguing what the halacha is, I said, that's the pasuk. V'bas ha'lashofet sheyeh b'yamim ha'im, elach ha'lashofet sheyeh b'yamecha, yiftach b'dara kishmol b'dara. So if you have a chacham shehigir lo hayroa, so he's entitled and obligated to give his honest to goodness opinion. What's the definition of a chacham shehigir lo hayroa? So they quote in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik that he told his children, he told his talmidim, they shouldn't begin to say a svara in learning before they cover all of Shas with Rashi. The Tosefta says in Sanhedrin, the kol haTorah kula inyan echad, all the halachas are interconnected. The context of the Tosefta is, if the Rebbe is giving a shir on Erevin and the Talmud has a kasha on Bava Kamma, a fourth right in the middle of the shir has a kasha, so the Rebbe should say, we're not learning Bava Kamma, we're learning Erevin. So the Tosefta says the Talmud has to apologize and say, Shalom Kinyan Shalti. I apologize to the students, I had no right to ask that question. Ramea disagrees, he says, no, Bava Kamma, kol haTorah kula inyan echad, everything is interconnected, he never has to apologize. You're not supposed to ask Shalom Min HaInyan. But if he did ask, he doesn't have to apologize. So we don't paskin like Rav Meir. We paskin, he does have to apologize. But the klal that Rav Meir said, kol haTorah kula inyan echad, everything's interconnected, that is true. A person is going to say, a person is learning Bava Kamma backwards and forwards, upside down, inside out, he knows Bava Kamma from cover to cover. But he does know Gitna, he does know Yumi, he does know Erevin. So everything is interconnected. You shouldn't think that the other sugya has nothing to do with this sugya. I remember when we were learning, happened to me a lot of times, remember when we were learning Yevamos, the Sugya of Tzodak and Krush Shofcham. So we learned all the Rishonim and all the Paskim, then Chaim Volozhin has a tshuva that the Pischi tshuva refers you to. So we thought we knew everything there was to know about the topic of Tzodak and Krush Shofcham. So then we decided we're going to test ourselves, and we're going to look in our Moshe to see if he has a Shaila, and we're going to say what we think the din was. So we looked at the Shaila, we said what we thought to do. Moshe quoted a Gemara in Bchoros that we never heard of. No, but Chisor Mebifnishon. Where did this come from? The answer is, Kol haTorah kula inyan echad. Everything is interconnected. You can't. Now they have, this fellow's an expert on medical ethics. He knows, what do you mean medical ethics? What, there's a Masicht in medical ethics? Medical ethics is that you have to know all of Torah. You have to know everything. Kashrus, it's not enough just to know Chulin and Yeridea. there's going to be a, Ramban, the first daf in Bava Basra, about Kama Kama Bottle that's relevant to your idea. And the Chassam Sefer is talking the language, if you don't know the Ramban, you don't know what the Chassam Sefer is talking about. Everything is interconnected. So we don't pass like Rav Meir that the Talmud doesn't have to apologize. He does have to apologize. But the Kalal, the Rav Meir said, Kol Torah Kol Inyan Echad, is correct. Everything is interconnected. So you can't really say a svara in learning, even if you think you've covered everything there is to know. You know, all of Gittin, the Gemara in Yuma, in the first parak, has a Chiddush in Hilchas Gittin that you can learn. You can learn Gittin from today till tomorrow. You all know that Gemara. Tosfos is kind enough in Gittin. Tosfos is kind enough to quote the Gemara in Yuma. Okay, Tosfos did us a title. But there's always going to be some Gemara, some favor for the Gemara, and some other Mesichta that's Negei Lalach. So you can't really say a Svara. A person can't consider himself a Chacham Shehigir Lahara in one area if he doesn't, if he's not familiar with Kol HaTorah Kulo. Then you have to have a tradition. How to interpret? You say a Svara, Mamatzino. You have to have a Masara from Rabbeim. How do you develop a Svara? In the Hagdamah to the Birch HaShmuel, Rabbi Baruch Be'ez Zanullah writes, Rabbi Baruch Be'ez used to say, you have to have a tradition from your Rebbe, how to ask a kasha. Not every kasha is a kasha. You have to have a tradition how to answer a teretz. I remember Rabbi Gerelich told us, Rabbi Elvela used to have, there was a period of time before the war, that Rabbi Elvela had a few Talmidim from all the different yeshivas used to come to learn by Rabbi Elvela. So he was one of the lucky winners. He went, I think, for the Mir Yeshiva. I'm not sure, I think he went for the Mir Yeshiva to learn by Rabbi Elvela. So he thought he knows how to learn a little bit. He's one of the chosen Talmidim. So he said, Rabbi Elvela said this year, he asked the kasha in the middle of this year. So he said, Rabbi Elvela listened to the kasha. He just went by to, he ignored him. And I said, I felt so hurt. What do you mean? I know how to learn. I asked a good kasha. He said, it took me a month till I realized I'm talking a different language, a different wavelength. Rabbi Elvela just wasn't Gervis's kasha because he didn't know how to ask a kasha. It's a different style. You have to have a masora how to ask a kasha. You have to have a masora how to say a teretz. Not every kasha is something that you should spend a sleepless night over. Some of the kashas are not shver. And some of the teretz are not teretz. You have to have a masora to know. How much does precedent play a role? I remember, when I was in high school, when the Eichmann trial was taking place, and we used to watch it on television. So they had Gideon Hausner quoted a psak from the judge in Idaho. So the judge on the case said, Tagid, Idaho. He didn't know how to pronounce the same Idaho. So the judge had to tell him, no, it's Nileel, it's not Idaho, not Idaho. He didn't know how to pronounce the word, and he's quoting a poisik from American, the American judge. So how much do we see? Chacham Avadya very often has like, he quotes some poisik, said something, very not mistaber, because no one else disagreed. No one else who's dead, who lived 100 years ago, disagreed. So that's it. That's halacha. That's not halacha. You have the right, Chacham Avadya. You have a right to disagree with that poisik. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu who said it. It wasn't the Rashba. It wasn't some So Machlan wrote a tshuva. So you're also an Achlan. You also have a right to disagree. Just because you don't always follow precedent. The Rambam, there's a very fascinating. The Rambam often disagrees with the Gaon. Very often, I quote the Gaon, and he disagrees. There's one place, Shemitah, regarding Shemitah. The Rambam disagrees with the Gaon. The Gemara says even when the laws of Yovel are not being observed. Even when you don't observe all the laws of Yovel, but you still count the Yovel year as a blank year. We don't count 7-7 the Yovel void. You count 50-50-50. And the Yovel year is a blank year. It doesn't belong to any unit of 7 years. Today we don't do like that. Today we count 7-7-7-7. So that's a tradition for the only Eretz Yisrael in the days of God. So the Rambam writes that they're wrong. The Goyim are wrong. But then he says, we have to follow the Goyim, because they lived in Eretz Yisrael and we don't. We don't observe Shemitah, even though the Rambam observed Shemitah Tzofen. They lived in Eretz Yisrael, where it was relevant, the laws of Shemitah. And he says, Kabbalah b'hamasar, ik godol psak halacha, we follow the psak of the Goyim, because they lived there and we didn't. So therefore we have to follow their Shita. So you see, even though it doesn't make any sense, you have to count 7-7, that's what we do. And every calendar writes that this year, Tav Shanayin Hei, is Shemitah kifi minik ha-Goyim, according to the Goyim, in disagreement with the Rambam. And the Raiva there is Masig on the Rambam. He says, no, you should pass him like the Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik said, to the best of my knowledge, it's the only place where there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Raiva, The Rambam says, don't paskin like the Rambam. And the Rabbi is masik, no, you have to paskin like the Rambam. You follow the Rambam sheet. Because the Rambam says you give in to the Goyim. The Rambam often disagrees with the Goyim. The Rambam disagrees with the Goyim when the issue is negay all over the world. The Imam and the Sisabeheta, Mikveh, other areas of Halacha. But the Shaila is really a local Shaila. The Ika Shaila is a Shaila in Eretz Yisrael about the observance of Shemitah. So he says, we don't live in Eretz Yisrael, so we don't really have such a strong tradition. They had about the Shemitah Tzofim, but the Yikir Shemitah is about Shemitah Sakarka. So he says, you have to follow those people, those Goyim who lived over there. So, precedent often plays a significant role, and often it doesn't. Very often, the Vilna Goyim often just rejects what the precedent was. Mishneh Berurah also very often rejects the precedent. There's a fascinating Ramo in Yerideya, in Hilchas Talmud Torah. There's a section, one Siman Shulchan, about Hayro Sisa Deheta, how to paskin Shaila. So the Ramo says, what if there's a Shaila regarding a Din Deraisa, and the Chochan can see both ways, he can see Lahokel and Lahachmer, he has a slight Netiyas Hadas Lahokel. A slight Netiyas Hadas. He thinks it makes more sense, but he thinks it makes sense this way also. Lahachmer makes sense, but Lahokel makes more sense. So the Ramo says, even an issue deraisa, you have a right to be makel based on a slight netiyas hadas. The one exception to the rule would be din nefashos. The Gemara says we have a pasuk, v'hitzilu ho'edo. So v'hitzilu ho'edo teaches us that the midrash ha'tarn and reshes behem are slightly different when it comes to din nefashos. That in order to administer din nefashos, you have to have a strong netiyas hadas. Even though you can see both ways, you have to have a strong netiyas hadas. And it's more mistaken to say that he is chayim misa. But otherwise, outside of the area of Din and the Foshes, the Ramah says la'alocha. That seems to be the premise of the Gemara also. That a Chochem can pass ken la'hokal on a Din deraisa, provided he is a Chochem she'igiyo lo'hayro, is entitled to an opinion. That's the problem. In every generation, there's nothing unique about our generation. In every generation, there were always rabbis who thought that they were God's gift to the world. And they're entitled to an opinion, and they would pontificate, and they would write their Shadas to Chuvis. And sometimes you read the Sfarim, it's mamish a joke. You happen to, not only from recent Sfarim, you have in the days of the Rishonim like that. Not Rashi and Rabbein Adam. You have Sfarim from the days of the Rishonim. They're just lechalech, they're just ridiculous. They didn't know what they were talking about. Recent years also, for sure. I remember in the summertime, I go away to Tannersville on vacation. So there's one family there, they have a lot of sons. Every summer they would ask me to learn with a different son who was old enough to learn Gemara. So why not? So every summer, the father of the family would buy me a matana for learning with his son the summer before. He would buy me, he knew which svarim I didn't have. He bought me always Galatiana and Shalos Tshuvos. He knew I didn't have it. And I enjoyed it. He had a very good chush. He gave me a very good svarim. So I remember once, he used to come up for Shabbos. His wife and his children were there in the mountains the whole week long. He came up for Shabbos. So once he bought me a set of svarim, and he came on Thursday. He gave me the matana, thanked him, and then on Thursday night, I finished learning with the boys, the different boys, around 10:30 at night. So I start, my wife was sitting in one corner of the room knitting a sweater or something, and I was sitting on the other side of the room reading this new, had a new toy, a new safe, so I'm reading the safe. My wife sees that I'm smiling, so she says, "What's so funny?" So I said, "I'm reading this safe that Yankel just gave me a matana, Yankel Albishtam just gave me this matana." So she said, "What's so funny?" I said, "His mom is ridiculous. This man, he was alive at that time, the Poisikra. This man thinks that he knows how to pass. It's ridiculous. He writes Shalas and Shuvos. Ridiculous. But we don't have the monopoly. This was in all the generations. It was always like that. There were people who were convinced that they were God's gift to the world. So they thought that they're entitled to an opinion. That's a major decision. How does a Chacham know to decide that he's a Chacham Shehigil Ora, that is entitled to an opinion? That's what Moshe said. Moshe, with his extreme humility, unusual extreme, he said he's not so convinced that he's a Gil Ayra. He's not convinced that he's entitled to an opinion Bechlal, but the people keep on pressuring him. So Atanish Kembreira, so he had to formulate his opinion, even if it's in disagreement with those who preceded him who were greater than him. The Gemara has in Beitza a klal. The Gemara in the Daf Yomina has in the end of the first parak in Yivam is about Lois is Goydedu. And the Gemara in Beitza tells a story that there were two machloikas, Bishamai and Bishilo, regarding karbonas that are brought on Yontif. One machloikas was when you bring the Shalmi Chagiga, I permitted to do smicha on the behemah. So the Shammai said, you're not allowed to. Misil said, you're permitted to do smicha and the behemah even on Yontif. And there was another machlokes, are you permitted to bring oilas riya? And oil nobody eats, so there's no echal nefesh, it's kulo kolo, we burn the whole thing. So Misil held, the Gemara gives a whole explanation. But Misil said, you're permitted to bring the oilas riya on Yontif. And Mishammai say, you're not allowed to. And even the Shammai Chagiga, Mishammai say, you're not allowed to do smicha. Misil say that you are allowed to do smicha. So the Bishilal outvoted the Bishamah, so the din is like Bishil. So Hillel lived, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Hillel and Shammai lived. Hillel was the chief rabbi, Shammai was the assistant chief rabbi, Nasi and the Abbezin. They lived 100 years before the Churban HaBayis. That's how the Gemara says in the first parak in Shabbos. So he lived his man HaBayis Hillel. So he came to the Beis HaMikdash with an oilas riya, with an oilas riya. Oila has to be a zohar. A shlomo could be a zohar on ikei, but oila has to be a zohar. So he was going to do smicha. And then, that day that he came to the Beis HaMikdash, the majority of the people in the Azor happened to be Hasidim of Beis Shammai. So one of them was a Chatzuf, and he came over to Hillel and he said, what are you bringing, an oil Sriya? You're not allowed to bring an oil Sriya, because the majority is Beis Shammai. So he didn't want a Reisachayim. So he starts wagging the tail, making believe that it's an Ekeva. He says, no, this is not an oil, this is an Ekeva. It's a Shalmi Chagiga. And he didn't do this micha because the guy's standing on top of him. Because he didn't. If it's not nikar, so what is going to be makriv? But it wasn't oil, so he's going to be makriv and oil. It was noticeable. The only time you're in violation of lois is going to do if the shita hamugubelis, the psak hamukubelis, like the bishame, the roiv is bishame that day. So if the psak is that you're not allowed to bring an oilas riya, so if it's going to be noticeable that it's bringing an oil, you're not allowed to. So he made believe that it was a shlomim. If you make believe and it's not noticeable, then it's okay. That's what you see from the Gemara. Then the Gemara says that Bavim Babuta was there. Bavim Babuta was a Talmud of the Beis Shammai. And he got up and he clapped on the tish. He said, what are you talking about? It was on the Laminion. The psak was like the Beis Hillel. The halacha is like Beis Hillel. He should bring the oilas riya today. And they do smicha. He was from the Beis Shammai. But he said, that's the Psak HaMakubal. You have to paskin like the Beis Hillel. We were outvoted in the Averei Maram, and that's the end of the story. So the Gemara says that Bava Maputa brought a lot of karbonas to the Beis Hillel. He said, everybody should come and bring the oil of Sriya, and everybody should do the smicha. The din is like the Beis Hillel, even though he personally was from the Beis Shammai. So the Gemara has klolim of lois is going to do it. We know that a lot of people visit Eretz Yisrael for Yontif, so there's a machlekes whether you observe a tourist that visits Eretz Yisrael, machlekes whether you observe Yontif Shein Shel Goyis. So Rabbi Yosef Kara writes in his Tshuvas, and he writes in the Shulchan Aruch, that tourists used to come during his time from the Arab countries. They didn't come from America. They used to come from the Arab countries bordering Eretz Yisrael, and they came to Eretz Yisrael, they observed Yontif Shein Shel Goyis. That was always the practice for centuries. The Chacham Tzvi, who lived in the 1700s, never visited Eretz Yisrael, he was never there. He disagreed with the Beis Yosef. He thinks that even a tourist who's just visiting Eretz Yisrael should only observe one day. And since the Chacham Tzvi, many poskim hold like that. So you can't say that everybody's wrong. Only Rabbi Yosef Kara is right, everybody's wrong. It's a legitimate machlokes. You have the Minkacha. Used to correspond with the Sova Kadisha. And he has haskamas on his chuvas, Mincha Salus. He always has a haskama from the Sova Kadisha, from Alafandri, from Eretz Yisrael. So he wanted very much to visit Eretz Yisrael, to meet him in person. He wanted to discuss Kabbalah things with him. So every time he wrote, he wants to visit, he said, not yet the time. Then finally, the Sova Kadisha sent him a letter, Ki Bamoye, now you should come visit. So he says, sends him back a letter, now I'm busy baking matzahs, I can't come now. It's Purim time, baking the matzahs. After Pesach, he's going to come. So after Pesach he came, and that's when he passed away. The Sova Kadisha passed away when he was in Eretz Yisrael. And so he says that he enjoyed it so much, his visit to Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a whole book. He wrote the Svarim about this, that the visit. And he brought his future son-in-law with him, also Parashat Bifnei Atzmo. He had the best bocher in all the Polish yeshivas who was going to marry his daughter, and he was a shtickel Zionist. So he got into trouble. So he came with his future son-in-law to visit Eretz Yisrael. So he writes in his tshuva, it's a Mincha Saluza. He enjoyed it so much, he wanted to stay till after Shavuos, but he didn't want to raise the chaim with the others, because he held like the Chacham Tzvi, that you only observe one day Yontif, just like by Purim. The din is that Paras Ben Yom and Mikri Paras, if you're just there for a day, in the Muk of Chaimah, you're just there for a day, so if you're a visitor for a day, you follow that din. So he disagreed with the Rabbi Yosika, but the Pesach HaMekubal in Eretz was like Rabbi Yosika. He could keep 2 days young. They didn't want to have a Machlekes, so he left before Shavuot. So you can't say that they're all Batel and Mevutel. Everybody's wrong. Rav Kook held used to paskin like that. And so many Lubavitcher Rebbe paskin like that. They say that one is visiting Eretz and observes Monday Yontem. So it's a shayla that people always ask the shayla. So I always follow the Shulchan Aruch. I always follow the Shulchan Aruch. People ask me. So I say, I think when I'm the few occasions that I visited Eretz, so we observe 2 days Yontem. People ask me, I say they should observe 2 days Yontem. But then they come with the following shayla. A whole family is going together. The parents with the children, with the grandchildren, all going together. And they're all going to eat together. They're renting a whole place, all going to eat together. So the most of them are going to follow the psak that it's only 1 day Yontem. And only this boy from the yeshiva and his wife, they asked me, so they want to follow the psak that is 2 days. So that's what Shaila Blois is going to do. So the pashtus is that you have to go bus arrive. In every hotel, you should really go bus arrive. Whenever you have a hotel with them, you have B'nai Chutzlor, it's... So whatever the Rav are doing, if the Rav are going to observe 2 days, even the Miut should observe 2 days. If the Rav are going to observe 1 day, even the Miut should observe 1 day. That's why Bavim Babuta was from the Talmid of Beis Shammai. He said, we were outvoted, we have to follow the Beis Hillel. So he brought Karbonos and he said, everyone should do Smicha like Beis Hillel. And everyone, the Yochid, has to follow the Rav over here. But Lamaisa, in every hotel, you're going to stand on your head, they're going to have 2 million on him anyway. So may as well daven in the minyan that the shita, you're not going to straighten out the hotel. They're all going to have 2 million. But if you have the whole family is together in the same apartment, so then the din should be, you should go bus arrive. So even though I personally follow that psak, that it should be 2 days yontif, but if the whole family going together, a whole group going together, so then you should follow them arrive. Because the shita that we don't accept is not that it's raw. He was Chacham Tzvi with Rabbi Yanke Femden and his son, with the Minkache, with the Lubavitcher Rebbe, with Rav Kook. They're entitled to their opinion. It's not wrong. I personally think it's more correct the way Rabbi Yosef Kara writes. That was the practice for so many centuries. But you can't say that they're wrong. So if you have a situation where you have a Lois is go to the wish, the whole group is all together, then the Gemara says you have to go bus arrive. The Miut has to give in to the Rebbe. They have to follow the Rebbe. These are some of the considerations that are involved in paskening shaylos. Okay, now everyone should go out and pasken all the shaylos. Okay. Good yor, everyone. Yes.